Florida's new insurance consumer advocate, Tasha Carter, has been busy since taking office August 1st. With more than 12,000 Hurricane Michael claims still open, according to the Florida Office of Insurance Regulation, one of Carter's top priorities has been to investigate the reason for the open claims from the devastating Category 5 storm and how the recovery process can be improved going forward. Carter, who has been with the Florida Department of Financial Services for 17 years, said in her new role, she is looking at opportunities to advocate on behalf of all insurance consumers. Carter spoke with Insurance Journal about her priorities, what she thinks the insurance industry could do better when it comes to working with their policyholders, and opportunities for the industry and her office to work together.
I think there are a couple of things that are slightly different in that my primary responsibility in the Division of Consumer Services was to really assist those consumers on an individual basis, try to do everything that I can to advocate for them and get their particular claim or their particular insurance issue resolved as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. In this particular role, my hat is just slightly different in that I am no longer so much focused on assisting individual consumers on a one-on-one basis, but more so elevating my advocacy more globally so that I am looking at opportunities to be able to advocate on behalf of all insurance consumers. And so that gives me an opportunity to be able to identify opportunities for us to propose new legislation that will protect insurance consumers. It gives me an opportunity to be able to communicate and speak directly with our legislators related to those proposals. It gives me an opportunity to be able to participate in hearings related to specific insurance issues that are being held by the Florida Department of Financial Services or the Office of Insurance Regulation. And then it also allows me to be able to make specific recommendations to both of those organizations as well on behalf of consumers. So my new role allows me to more globally represent the interest of insurance consumers as insurance decisions are being made throughout the state at each of those various levels.
What are your top priorities as a consumer advocate?
So as a representative for consumers, I am kind of focused on three primary principles, if you will. One, I want to ensure that Florida's insurance market is balanced from the perspective that coverage is available and affordable for insurance consumers in the state. Secondly, I want to obtain data, review data, analyze it so that I can identify those trends that are happening in the insurance industry that may impact consumers. And I definitely want to be able to identify trends so that I can attempt to improve the consumer's experience with their insurance company. And that's from beginning to end, whether that's at the insurance buying phase or whether it's at the insurance claims process phase. And then thirdly, I want to definitely ensure that I am representing consumers' interests when it comes to the filing of insurance rates and the filing of forms within our state. Because, of course, insurance rates are going to have a direct impact on consumers, and I want to be able to ensure that consumers are represented when those decisions are made. And I want to be able to also review the methodology and the actuarial science behind the insurance rates to determine if those rates that are being proposed are fair, warranted, and appropriate for insurance consumers.
And is that something that the consumer advocate has always done, or are these sort of your particular priorities?
So within the Florida statute, the office and the responsibilities of the insurance consumer advocate are outlined in law, and one of the responsibilities of the office is to have the authority to be able to review rate filings and form filings that are submitted through the Office of Insurance Regulation. So the authority is in law, but I've definitely made that one of my priorities to ensure that I am advocating on behalf of insurance consumers, because one of the biggest feedback that we always get from insurance consumers across the state definitely is associated with the apparent increase in premium rates.
Mm-hmm. What do you think that the industry could do better at? I mean, you've been following them for a long time now, and I'm sure you must see some trends and complaints or issues. You know, what do you think they could be doing better to sort of tackle those? And I guess, actually, if you want to talk a little bit about what are some of the trends you see when it comes to complaints and issues.
Yeah, and I'll just kind of use Hurricane Michael as a very good example. You mm-hmm. know, that's a storm that, you know, significantly impacted the north panhandle of Florida
right.
over a year ago. And I've been working with those consumers since, you know, 5 days after the storm, and I'm still working with them. I was in Panama City last Saturday, as a matter of fact, hosting an insurance consumer town hall meeting mm-hmm. to hear directly from consumers and allow them an opportunity to share with me their claims experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the feedback that we've received specifically related to Hurricane Michael insurance-related claims is, one, the extensive and prolonged and unnecessary delays in the handling of the claim.
Mm-hmm.
Many consumers, you know, shared that, you know, they filed their claim immediately after the storm, and there were just prolonged weeks and sometimes even months before they received any type of feedback or communication or follow-up from the insurance company. They
mm-hmm.
provide records and documentation, and it takes the insurance company another several weeks to be able to review and respond back. And so we've really received a lot of complaints about them handling delays. We've
mm-hmm.
also received a lot of complaints about just overall communication between the policyholder and the insurance companies,
mm-hmm.
where the insurance companies have been non-responsive, or if they are communicating with the policyholders, their communication is not clear at times, and that communication is significantly delayed at times as well. Policyholders are having to send emails multiple times, make multiple phone calls, leave multiple voicemail messages, and it really creates a slowdown in the claims process when the insurance company representatives are not being responsive and not providing timely follow-up to the policyholders, especially a policyholder who's already, you know, in a very vulnerable situation, is already very frustrated about the situation that they're in and how their lives have been turned upside down. And really, their only goal is to try to get their lives back to normal as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're doing everything on their end to provide the insurance company with the information, documentation that is required, you know,
mm-hmm.
the least that they expect is for the insurance company representative to be able to receive that documentation, review it timely, and follow up with them appropriately.
Right.
Other complaints that we've received is the assignment of multiple adjusters to claims, specifically as it relates to Hurricane Michael claims. There are some consumers who have indicated that they've received up to 7 to 8 adjusters that have been assigned to their single claim. And
mm-hmm.
once again, the assignment of multiple adjusters also presents, you know, its own challenges in that most consumers feel that every time a new adjuster is assigned to their claim, they're essentially having to start that process all over again.
Right.
There appears to be very, very minimal communication and interaction between the adjusters when the transition takes place. Sometimes policyholders are in the situation where they are being asked to provide documentation again that they have already provided multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And so that also creates those unnecessary delays in the claim process as well.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can imagine, you know, it creates further frustration for those policyholders.
Right.
So when you ask me what can the industry do better,
mm-hmm.
you know, my very first answer would be they have to do a better job of communicating with their policyholders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the majority of the insurance consumers that I've spoken with after Hurricane Michael that have filed insurance claims and are going through some of the challenges and experiences with their insurance companies, you know, they've become very frustrated
mm-hmm.
With their companies, and they've lost trust and they've lost confidence in their companies.
Mm-hmm.
And they absolutely feel as if, you know, they have upheld their part of the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
They paid their premium for years. You know, they've make sure that their largest asset is adequately covered and insured, And now that they need the insurance companies to come to the table and uphold their end of the agreement, that's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, from a consumer's perspective, you know, that's very unfair.
Mm-hmm.
And so and I think where it starts for a consumer is doing a better job of communicating with that consumer. You know, even if the documentation that they have provided needs to be reviewed by, you know, a claim supervisor, well, communicate that information to the consumer so that they know what to expect, so that they have a better understanding of the timeline that is in place and you are managing their expectations appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you do a better job of communicating, then make sure that you are also complying with the timeline and the expectations that you share with that consumer. If you've told that consumer that you will follow back up with them in 7 days, well, then absolutely make sure that you follow through on that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if maybe in 7 days you don't have the final answer, at least touch base to give them an update and to let them know where you are in the process. That goes a long way when you have individuals that are displaced from their homes, whose lives have been, you know, disrupted, who have children that they're still trying to care for and trying to manage, and just trying to keep everything together.
Right.
To be in a situation where, one, they're unfamiliar because insurance is complex and challenging for the typical consumer.
Right.
And so they're already having to navigate a process that they're not familiar with, that they're not sure how it works, and they already feel as if they're David versus Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
That they're, you know, in a situation where they are facing, you know, this large insurance company who knows the process, who's familiar with the process, and they're at a disadvantage. So communication is absolutely the key. And it's not only important from a insurance company perspective when you're going through the insurance claims process, but it's important at every aspect of the insurance industry. So at the
right.
very beginning, when a consumer is, you know, exploring purchasing insurance and they're sitting down and they're talking with an insurance agent, it is absolutely critical that during that conversation and that discussion that that insurance agent is educating that consumer and making sure that that consumer has all of the information that they need to be able to make an informed decision so that their property is adequately covered. And if they do have to file a claim in the future, then they can navigate that claims process quickly and accurately.
Yeah.
Well, I was about to say, when you shift to public adjusters, you know, they play a role in the insurance industry as well.
Right.
And even then, you know, it's important for a public adjuster to communicate with, you know, that particular policyholder, explain what their role is, because obviously it differs from the adjusters that the company is going to employ. Explain to that consumer how they are there to advocate for them and what the process is, and that they're going to be there to hold their hands and help them navigate, you know, that claims process. So, you know, everybody that is a stakeholder in the insurance industry can do a better job of communicating better and sharing more information and educating the consumer at their respective levels.
Right. Well, and one of the things you mentioned with agents is I spoke with a couple last year after Hurricane Michael, and, you know, a lot of them said they were working with people who weren't even their customers because they didn't know what to do. And, you know, for the agents that had their own customers, they were, you know, really helping them or putting in calls for them to try to get things going. And I'm wondering if you see any difference between the people who have an agent versus those that don't when it comes to complaints.
I can't really provide any specific information relative to that particular question, Amy, because mm-hmm. oftentimes when we are receiving complaints from insurance policyholders, we are not asking whether or not, you know, they've had an agent or if they used an agent, you know, to purchase that policy.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not be able to provide any, you know, direct comments related to that
mm-hmm.
question. But I do know that the majority of the insurance consumers that I interact with are absolutely uneducated, you know, as it relates to their policy and what it includes and what it excludes, and they just truly have very minimal knowledge and understanding of
right.
the entire insurance process.
What do you think could be done better on both sides to sort of engage people in the process?
Well, I think it goes right back to my feedback relative to insurance agents and the mm-hmm. and the important role that they play in educating the consumer.
Even right.
if the consumer is not sitting down in your office across, you know, from you asking questions in order to purchase a policy, even if they're doing it online, there mm-hmm. is still an agent, a licensed agent, that is behind that policy transaction.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that point, I still think that ultimately there has to be a level of communication with that insurance consumer. Even if the insurance consumer wants to make a decision, you know, based upon the price of their premium, the agent still needs to ensure that that policyholder understands
mm-hmm.
the coverages that they have, the limitations related to those coverages, and the exclusions related to those coverages as well.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that when you you did the hearing with Commissioner Altmaier a few weeks ago at the Senate Banking and Insurance Committee, you were talking about how you were going to be looking at the complaint data and seeing if there's any trends, you know, in terms of which carriers are seeing the most. I'm wondering if you have had a chance to do that and if you know any more about what companies those are and if there's, you know, a big difference between the domestic versus the national carriers.
So I'm still in the process of, you know, going through that review and analysis.
Mm-hmm.
What I did was I reached out to those insurance companies that represented 75% of the open Hurricane Michael claims,
mm-hmm.
and I asked them to provide me with some additional data so that I can drill down to try to ascertain why these claims are still opened and, you know, what's causing some of the trends and or some of the experiences that the policyholders are going through. And so the data submissions from those insurance companies are due on Monday.
Okay.
And so so I am anxiously anticipating receiving those data submissions and having an opportunity to be able to go through and analyze that to do exactly what you just asked, identify
mm-hmm.
those trends, you know, not only from a company perspective, but also identify a trend from a claims handling perspective, from a business operational perspective, to be better able to determine how these policyholders are being impacted and, you know, how we can address some of these issues going forward so they are not repeated.
And do you know about how many companies that is?
Yes, that was a total of 22 companies.
22? And
yes.
Were they mostly domestic or national? Any national, I guess?
Yeah, I think that there were some national. I don't have the breakdown off the top of my head, but there were some national companies on the list.
Okay. And you mentioned, to the town hall, about how many people attended that?
So there were approximately 30 insurance consumers that attended the town hall meeting on Saturday. We were able to get some very, very good feedback from those consumers. Eventually, the format was to allow the consumers to be able to stand and basically kind of give their testimony, if you will, share their experience related to their insurance claims process from the beginning to the end. And across the board, we heard some of the same feedback from those consumers relative to the unnecessary prolonged delays, the multiple assignment of adjusters, communication challenges or lack thereof with their insurance company. And so overall, many of those consumers, you know, have been dealing with the hurricane claim for over a year at this point.
Mm-hmm.
We're very frustrated with the process, but at the same time, we're hopeful and very appreciative that I was there, took the time to come and sit and talk with them and hear their feedback. And I feel like it was very therapeutic for them as well to be able mm-hmm. to share what they've been going through and share their experiences with someone that, you know, is going to take that information and hopefully try to work with CFO Patronus and the legislature to try to put together some consumer protection so that we can, you know, insulate policyholders from potentially experiencing some of these same things going forward.
Right. And so you mentioned, you know, the legislative plans and I guess if maybe you could talk a little bit about, you know, what you're going to do once you get that data and then how that ties into, you know, next year's legislative session.
Absolutely. And so what I anticipate doing at this point is I want to get the data and I want to be able to, based upon the trends that are identified, I want to be able to then determine whether or not there is a potential legislative proposal that could address the trends that I'm seeing that could allow us to be able to implement some additional consumer protections, especially in the aftermath of a catastrophe. And so I want to do that, and then once I put together the list of those legislative proposals, then I am going to work directly with CFO Petronas and his legislative affairs team. The CFO is already putting together a consumer protection bill that he wants to submit and be heard in the next legislative session. And so he is absolutely excited for me to be able to incorporate any consumer protections and ideas from a legislative perspective into that consumer protection bill. And so at that point, we would do that, and then we would work with bill sponsors in the legislature to try to move those proposals forward.
So do you know any of what his plans are for the consumer protection bill?
No, I think all of that is currently being finalized through his legislative affairs team at this point.
Okay. What are some insurance companies doing that is working, or, you know, maybe there's a majority of them that aren't having issues, it's a small few, or do you see sort of across the board the same problems with all of them?
Yeah, I think there are some insurance companies that are absolutely doing a better job than others of, handling their claims and being responsive to their policyholders. Mm-hmm. I know that there were several insurance companies that sent out communications prior to the storm, immediately following the storm. They sent out post communications to their policyholders, making sure that they had the claims number to file the claims and making sure they understood what the claims process was and how to initiate those claims. Many insurance companies have partnered with CFO Petronas and the department on attending insurance villages. And basically what that is after a major disaster, CFO Petronas hosts an insurance village in the impacted area, and he invites insurance companies that have the highest number of policyholders in that area to come and be on site in order to be able to communicate directly with the policyholders. And oftentimes those insurance company representatives have the capability of being able to print checks on site as well. And so as you can imagine, for a typical policyholder whose only opportunity to interact with their insurance company is usually by phone or by email, being able to actually walk into a room and sit down with your insurance company representative and talk about your claim, ask questions related to your claim, submit additional documentation, and then potentially walk away with a check in hand is absolutely beneficial. Mm-hmm. And so CFO Petronas has held, I think, 6 of those insurance villages since Hurricane Michael, and insurance companies are always oftentimes willing and eager to come and participate in those insurance villages, all in an effort to try to speak with those policyholders whose claims are still open and assist them in trying to get those claims resolved as quickly as possible. So there definitely are insurance companies who have incorporated best practices and other ways to ensure that they are reviewing the claims and handling those claims timely and appropriately and communicating and responding back to their policyholders.
Yeah. And is there anything you can take away from those that I guess would be useful in terms of legislation or anything like that, anything you're looking at that you know works, that it's going to be sort of something that could be part of a consumer protection plan?
Not right now, but that's definitely something that I'm looking at. One of the things that I definitely would like to be able to identify is, some best practices that some of the insurance companies have been able to implement and initiate that allow them to be successful in, handling their claims timely and appropriately. And so I definitely want to kind of look at those. And as I said, with the relationships that I've established with insurance companies, it does allow me an opportunity to be able to reach out directly to those companies in order to be able to elicit that feedback as I delve more into the legislative proposal process.
Yes, I was going to say, is there going to be like an opportunity for insurance companies to participate or, learn from what you guys are trying to do?
Yeah, I mean, if we are able to incorporate any type of, legislative proposal, then absolutely, through the legislative process, companies will, become aware of the recommendations that we are making and the changes that we would like to implement and that we are opposing. Insurance companies are also typically, they make it a point to stay abreast of things that are happening in the insurance industry that mm-hmm. may directly impact insurance companies or impact insurance consumers or the insurance industry or market themselves. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I'm definitely focused on is, trying to engage with all of the stakeholders in the industry at every level, because each one of them play an important role in the insurance process.
Right.
And so not only do I want to hear feedback from the insurance companies, I want to hear feedback from the public adjusters. I want to hear feedback from, from the consumers. I need to hear feedback from the insurance agents. And so I definitely don't want to work in a silo. And so mm-hmm. I want to make sure that I am looking at the entire process from beginning to end and mm-hmm. doing a very good job of taking all of that feedback into consideration and then making informed recommendations.
And, when it comes to the complaints, on claims and, related to Hurricane Michael, but I think also in general, some of the defenses the industry has had has been, there's not enough contractors or they've hired attorneys or, they didn't have the coverage and now they're disputing that. I guess in what you're looking at in terms of complaints, are those, I don't want to say excuses, that's not the right word, but, defenses of, I guess, of what is happening, have those been valid in what you've seen, or is it more coming back to the communication and just, people not following through?
Yeah, I think definitely there are, some challenges centered around the claims handling process. Not only from the part of the insurance company, but I definitely do think that there are challenges as it relates to the availability of contractors to be able to complete the repair work in the Panhandle based upon the significant impact that was experienced there.
Mm-hmm.
And the other issue that we always face in the aftermath of a catastrophe such as Hurricane Michael is the onset of fraud.
Right.
And I think that has played a huge role. Now, of course, the legislature did an excellent job in passing AOB reform last year.
Mm-hmm.
But, as you are aware, anytime that you pass laws to be able to try to stifle the occurrence of insurance fraud or fraud in general, those individuals that are perpetrating fraud will then simply look for other loopholes and other ways to initiate additional fraud. And so mm-hmm. we definitely saw that take place in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael, and so that in and of itself presents some challenges as well.
Mm-hmm. So there is, legitimate reasons in a lot of cases, too, that for the delays and that kind of thing.
Yes, I think there are some legitimate reasons for some of the challenges that have been experienced across the board.
Are consumers understanding of that, or are they still just, it's the insurance company's fault kind of thing?
Well, I think when you have a consumer who has filed a claim and the insurance company wants to make a settlement offer of a few thousand dollars
mm-hmm.
when their home is literally destroyed,
mm-hmm.
from that consumer's perspective, the concern and the disappointment lies with the insurance company.
Right.
Because I can't go out and hire a contractor to fix my home if the insurance company has not provided me with the proper payment for mm-hmm. me to repair my home.
Mm-hmm.
So, in some instances, the insurance consumer does not have the opportunity to be able to look beyond the insurance company to determine what other challenges may exist that may not necessarily have anything to do with the insurance company.
Because right.
they're still at the point where they're simply wrestling with trying to get the appropriate payment for the damages that have been sustained.
Right. Is there anything else that you think that they should know or would like to see, or any opportunities that they have to, I guess, assist you in helping their customers?
Absolutely. While my primary focus is advocating on behalf of insurance consumers, mm-hmm. I absolutely feel like for all industry stakeholders, our goal is the same, mm-hmm. and that's to ensure that we are providing the best possible service to our customers, mm-hmm. whether that's insurance agents, public adjusters, company adjusters, independent adjusters, insurance company representatives. And so I definitely want to approach it from the perspective of working together. Mm-hmm. I think that we can definitely work together to advocate at our respective levels for insurance consumers to ensure that insurance consumers have the information, knowledge, the education that they need in order to make informed insurance decisions, and to ensure that the insurance industry, you know, continues to be a viable market in our state. So I am absolutely looking forward in my new role to work with industry stakeholders at every level. I am open to listening to their feedback, receiving their input, as I advocate on behalf of insurance consumers. And I encourage, industry stakeholder to reach out to me directly, you know, if they're seeing trends, you know, at their level that they want to bring to my attention. If they have suggestions or recommendations from a legislative standpoint that they would like to share with my office, I am absolutely open and willing and very much interested in hearing their feedback and working together with them.